President, the one thing I had in my mind before I got away was to bring you up to date and get your concurrence in our plans for the annual debt ceiling legislation. Wilbur Mills, I've talked to, and Senator Byrd both, and Wilbur is ready to take it up, wants to take it up when I get back on the 25th of May, and bring it to the floor the next week. Senator Byrd is working out with the Southerners some way in which they can be sure it passes prior to June 30th, even if this other unpleasantness isn't over. And the amount is determined by the increase is determined by the amount of the budget deficit we have this year. And our estimate is now that it's going to be $8.8 billion this year. That's a little less than the $10 billion we thought at the time of in January, because you know our tax bill got enacted later. So on that basis, we have to ask for a $9 billion increase, and I've so told Mills and Byrd, and neither of them seemed particularly surprised, and we were going to go ahead and make our preparations, and I'd go ahead and just testify and request that on that basis.
All right. You, what happens if you don't get your legislation through?
Well, we go broke in about a week.
Well.
Stop paying everybody, and because you see, the limit goes down automatically the 1st of July to $285 billion, and we're up at whatever it is, 310, so it means you can't replace the weekly bills that come due $2 billion a week, and you pay off about 1 week, and then you're bust.
Well, can you find a secondary position some way if something happened? I don't know. That filibuster on what's going to happen.
Well, there just really isn't anything that I know of that you can do. We've been through this before, and all you can do is stop paying your bills. And stop paying any government salaries and so forth. But you might be able to drag for a week or 10 days, but with this thing, the way it would run, you couldn't drag more than 2 weeks at the most. And but the Byrd is aware of this, and so is Russell, and they don't want this to happen because they know that what a mess it'd be, and Byrd has assured me that they'll find a way to avoid this.
Okay, much obliged.
Okay, thanks.